sign says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold grind. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country folks, boy can survive.
You are tuned in.
Country folks can survive.
To the Trump Phenomenon. I'm James Kelso. I'm your host live, along with our host George in Maryland. Paul Fromm with us most of the time, and he may join us a little later, Paul Fromm in Canada. By the way, if you want to reach Paul Fromm, it's paul@paulfromm.com. I know a lot of you do. And Paul puts out a great couple of newsletters on free speech and out-of-control immigration, free speech that's suppressed in Canada, and immigration that is not. And you can reach him at paul@paulfromm.com. I and many others think of Paul Fromm as the foremost champion of our cause in Canada. And he is the international advisor to the American Freedom Party, the sponsor of this show. And you also out there, you are sponsors of this show. And I'll devote a little time to giving some first name credit or however you like it, credit to folks that are sending in some contributions. If you like this show and you want us to run throughout the entirety of the two Trump administrations, all the way out to the 2024 election. If you're ready for an eight plus year run, we'll need your help. And you can send in that help by sending it to my name, James Kelso, P.O. Box 9, East Grand Forks, Minnesota, 56721. And now, let's go to the coverage of the last 24 hours. George, we have some excellent news for Donald Trump in the last 24 hours. And
it's a target-rich environment, James.
Yes, it is. I love, you know, I've had a couple callers today who said, wow, it's amazing how much you can cover in 1 hour. And I kind of like that fast pace. It'd be nice to have more time, but I don't know. People are short on time. So 1 hour, I think part of the appeal of this show to people is, hey, I can tune in to George and Kelso and Paul after dinner. And, you know, I'm home. I'm not at work. It's an excellent time to catch up on what Donald Trump did today and how our cause is going, because Donald Trump is bearing the standard of our cause. Oh, Paul.
I'm here.
In merry old England.
Yes, I'm here for the London Forum tomorrow, which should be quite exciting. A person you probably know, Roger Devlin, who writes for the Occidental Quarterly and is also... also from Maryland is here, so it's truly a very interesting meeting.
All right, hey, Paul, please say hello to Jez Turner for us too.
I sure will. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, I'm looking at a stack of Occidental Quarterlies in my hand right now, and here's a review of Moorish Spain, a multicultural paradise. a review of the myth of the Andalusian paradise, Muslims, Christians, and Jews under Islamic rule in medieval Spain. This is reviewed by F. Roger Devlin. So if you have had the foresight to subscribe to the Occidental Quarterly, that's an article you can read there in the premier paper magazine in the world today. The Occidental Quarterly comes, of course, every 3 months. And the article I just read you there is in the summer 2016 issue of the Occidental Quarterly. And the editor of that fine magazine is Dr. Kevin B. McDonald, who is a director of the American Freedom Party. He's also the editor of Finest Webzine in the known universe, and that is theoccidentalobserver.net. So you want to be getting this paper, Occidental Quarterly, in your mailbox, and then every quarter, and then every day, but there's enough in there to keep you reading for 3 months, and then every day, you want to check theoccidentalobserver.net. Well, that's great, Paul, and of course, tell the folks a little bit about the London Forum.
Well, the London Forum has been going for about 5 years, and it's organized by Jez Turner. He's a former member of the British Army. Jez is a very unusual fellow. He's fluent in Pashtun, and he was involved in communications and intelligence in Afghanistan. He's just an amazing organizer. I wish he could be cloned. These meetings, of course, are secret. Maybe I should put it differently. They're advertised, but the location's secret. And so tomorrow morning, he and a friend are going to have to call the entire list of people who've indicated they're interested. They will give them a meeting point, and then they will meet up just prior to the beginning of the London Forum. So virtually nobody knows where it is. Otherwise, one of two things would happen. Just as has happened to Jared Taylor in the past, either there would be calls to the hall making threats or saying it's the Nazis or the Klan, or more likely threats. Well, there could be trouble. And England is about as backward as America and Canada. Very often, the hotel managers would just collapse and give in, rather than report it to the police and say, "Listen, you guys get very well paid to do this, to maintain law and order." The other possibility is that a mob would show up, and they would, at the very least, cause a protest that would upset the hotel, or get violent, and then of course, then the future, the hotel and other hotels would say, "Oh, we can't rent to these people. There's trouble." And this is the heckler's veto that organizers have to fight all over England, and quite often in North America. I think a lot of people have just no idea how unfree we are. I also happened to meet tonight and actually had dinner with her. The first time I've met her, I have been in touch with her by email, Alison Chavoz, and she is she's a born and bred English woman, but she picked up a French name. She was married to a French Swiss, and she has recently been doing some very provocative YouTubes. She's a singer and an entertainer, and she's put out some YouTubes that support revisionists and question, the Hollywood version of World War II. Well, she has suffered tremendously. Complaints were made against her, and she lost she had several jobs entertaining on cruise ships, where she'd be basically the cruise ship entertainer. She'd do a couple of sets a day, lead sing-alongs or karaoke and things like that. That's one of the things I'm trying to do in my work, is to let people know the terrible price dissidents have to pay. And it's the same in the United States. As a lawyer friend of ours, Jamie Glenn Allen, lost a job he had with the city of Baltimore, where he had a contract and was doing great work. And as soon as Heidi Byrish of the Southern Poverty Law Center expose the fact that this lawyer had links, no, alleged links with the National Alliance. That was it. They just tore the contract up, and attacks on people's employment is a major tactic of the diabolical enemies we're facing.
It's very cowardly, but very effective.
And Donald Trump is the man who is going to change that drastically. There'll be a lot less of that tactic going on. Let's catch up with some of the news in the last 24 hours.
Tell me just very quickly, did they continue rioting in Charlotte last night?
Not so much rioting. The rioting kind of died down, but Trump talked about it. In fact, here, let's listen to Trump talking about it right now. Let's hear what he has to say rather than Kelso. Take a second here to bring it up. I think I've got it right here. We'll start out Sean Hannity introducing Trump, and then we go to Rudy Giuliani, America's mayor and the number one guy in how to stop crime.
We need a national anti-crime agenda to make our cities safe again. We have to make our cities safe again.
So in the wake of the unrest in Charlotte, Donald Trump calls for a national anti-crime agenda. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani will join us live in studio next. He's got reaction as we continue. And this is Fox News Alert. Protesters take to the streets now for a third night in Charlotte. Earlier today, Donald Trump addressed the very tense situation in North Carolina. He also spoke with the governor. He tweeted moments ago, but watch this.
Many Americans are watching the unrest in Charlotte unfolding right before their eyes. Our country looks bad to the world, especially when we are supposed to be the world's leader. How can we lead when we can't even control our own cities? We need a national anti-crime agenda to make our cities safe again. We have to make our cities safe again.
Here now with us, former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani. Mr. Mayor, last night you were very clear. This wouldn't have happened in New York City, and you just said to me coming on the air, you wouldn't allow what's happening tonight to happen.
No, you don't take the streets. So here was my rule. I enforced it with zero tolerance. You wanted to protest? You had every right to do that. You could call me all kinds of names, and as you know, they did. But you could do it on the side.
They really did, by the way.
Oh, sure
that's
did.
Not a joke, yeah.
Because if you're going to change things, they're going to get angry at you. So you could have the sidewalks, but you couldn't have the streets unless you got a permit.
Nice.
If you got a permit, there was a limit in terms of the amount of time. I'm going to tell you why you can't take the streets. Because in a place like Manhattan, for example, if you take the streets of Manhattan, people are going to die. I have ambulances going through the streets of Manhattan, and if they don't get to the hospital in 4 minutes, the man is dead of a heart attack or the woman is dead of a heart attack. And you have your right to make your First Amendment point, but you do not have a right to take away the rights of other people.
With the National
and if
Guard,
you put them on the sidewalks, you exercise control over them as opposed to their exercising control over you. The police should be demonstrating that they are exercising control over the probably small percentage of people, as Newt pointed out, of Charlotte.
And see, that's the thinking. Giuliani will probably be a high appointee in the Trump administration, and he will come down. If a black mayor of a city like Charlotte is not doing what Giuliani said, Giuliani will say, well, let's review your funding again. What was that grant that we were making to Charlotte or to the Charlotte Police Department? Let me toss that in the circular file. So there you go. The answer to the question on Charlotte.
There was something on the night before last on CNN, and they were yesterday. Black spokes thingies were saying, well, of course, we don't want
suspects with their own handgun exchanging gunfire as she
go ahead.
We don't want violence, but we understand that we have to get our message out, and it's important to get justice for an innocent man. And while I want to applaud the call for peacefulness, the agenda is so out to lunch. The fellow who got shot, the 43-year-old earlier this week by a black officer, was not shot because he was black. He's not a victim, except perhaps of his own stupidity. He was told to drop the gun. He didn't drop the gun. What's the policeman supposed to do? Give him one free shot to take your best shot, and then if I survive, well, I'll shoot you? I mean, the reporting, and the most of the commentators are absolutely brainless. That's why we need Donald Trump to retake the agenda. And I heard him the other day saying, in terms of the terrorist attacks over the weekend, we've got to start profiling like the Israelis. I very seldom say I admire much what the Israelis do, but they've got a proper system of profiling which makes their security fast and efficient. Not just like on the security we see in North America, much of it is just resource and time wasting. You know, wanding down little old ladies in tennis shoes. If we profile, we would focus all our resources on the likely villains. It wasn't blonde, blue eyed Minnesotans who were setting off bombs on the weekend, was it?
Well, now Giuliani totally transformed New York City, and Donald Trump. Those two men transformed New York City from a crime ridden. Desperate situation to a city now where it is very safe anytime and night or day in New York City. It's very safe, and the crime rate is very low in New York City. So Giuliani and Trump already know how to do it. They've done it in the biggest, toughest city in America. Anything else would be a cakewalk for them. Let's get to some really exciting good news, folks. The Commission on Presidential Debates made a decision today. They denied Hillary Clinton's request to have a step stool to stand on. Yes, they did. She actually had the stupidity to ask for a step stool, and they formally said, "No, you can't have a step stool." Possibly even more important, she wanted breaks. They have 6 15-minute segments, and she wanted commercial breaks between those segments. They said, "No, on that, it's a 90-minute run." Yeah, you're going to have to stand out there on the stage for 90 minutes without a step stool. They did agree to cut down her. They're going to cut down her podium a little bit so she doesn't look as, you know, a foot shorter than Donald Trump as she is. you know, all that's silly and it's making her a laughing stock. That's very good news today. Here's another piece of good news. This is going to help the Patriot cause. It's going to help get Trump elected. Ted Cruz today endorsed Donald Trump. And yeah, and very importantly, he gave a very long post on endorsing Trump. And in the post, he said something that's very important to anybody who's still, for some, any Ted Cruz fans out there who are sitting on their hands who would have not voted for Trump on November 8th. And this is especially effective to Ted Cruz's audience. He said, "I prayed on this," and that God actually led him to endorse Donald Trump. So that's going to speak volumes to Ted Cruz's constituency, his core constituency of evangelical Christians. And it'll mean a lot more than just Cruz saying, "Okay, all right, you're going to win, all right, I want to stay in the U.S. Senate, so I endorse you." It has a little extra twist to it with the I prayed on this and God led me to endorse Donald Trump.
Yes.
So that's great news. I'll tell you that's you can count a lot of votes coming off of that one there. Let's go to another story here. This is a hot one. What is Obama doing right now in these how many days, George, till the election? 40 what?
Summer's over, but the deals are
how many days
up,
we got?
Liquidators end of-
All right, James, there are 45 days, 2 hours and 40 minutes.
Okay. We'll come back to what has been Obama doing? He is trying to pack the vote by by swearing in new citizens. We'll talk about that right after the break.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
We're back, folks, and I was going to play a little audio for you of from the news concerning what Obama is doing. He is signing up new citizens. Listen to it. Here's a news report. It's pretty devastating.
A bombshell email from immigration bosses now showing the Obama administration literally working overtime to swear in immigrants as U.S. citizens, hoping to impact the 2016 election. The email says, quote, the field office, due to the election year, needs to process as many of their N-400 cases as possible between now and FY fiscal year 2016. If you have any cases in this category or other pending, you're encouraged to take advantage of the OT if you can. I assume that means overtime. Well, they're not even...
Wow. Huh? an email, and now this is where these are leaking. These things are listing out, are leaking out now. Somebody's leaked an email from Obama instructing them to use overtime to swear in as many non-Americans as possible to get them able to vote for Hillary.
Wow.
Yep. And here's another one. Here's another goodie. Let's talk about Hillary for a moment. You may have seen this on your TV. A desperate-looking Hillary. I mean desperate. I'll play the audio for you, and if you've seen the video, it will recall it to you. The video will be recalled to you by this audio. Hillary, I just tell you, if you haven't seen it, Hillary looks like hell in this little clip where she is clearly having some kind of short-circuit meltdown. She's talking to a friendly audience in a video conference, a labor group, and listen to what bad shape she's in. I hope this is a preview of the debate on Monday.
For some reason, I couldn't get it out.
Whoops. Let's see here. Let me click off of that and click on this. Here we go. My staff is busy at work here in our computer center. here it is.
We have much bigger leads in the polling. Here's part of what she told labor leaders during a video conference yesterday.
Now, having said all this, why aren't I 50 points ahead, you might ask? Well, the choice for working families has never been clearer. I need your help to get Donald Trump's record out to everybody. Nobody should be fooled.
You have to see her face, I guess, to really get how bad that is. She has big, giant circles around her eyes. Her makeup man did not spend enough hours on her, clearly. she is definitely having a freak out.
Speaking of that freak out, though, RBN's website, there's a great article in there about temper, Hillary goes on a rampage throwing glass at a staffer's head. And she has lots of F-bombs in there, especially toward Matt Lauer. So all you RBN folks, if you haven't seen the article, dial into Republic Broadcasting and read. Hillary goes on a rampage for over an hour. It's good stuff.
Well, all right.
Apparently that book that came out from the former Secret Service officer, she has a mouth that would make a dock worker blush.
Yes, that's Gary.
And a temper like a piranha.
Right. That's Gary Byrne. Gary Byrne's book, and he said it got so bad, they were so concerned about Hillary that the Secret Service people at the door guarding the Oval Office, guarding Bill Clinton, had to talk with each other about what will we do if she comes in here with a gun. That's how bad it was, because Bill would come out of the office with a black eye. They would hear China, you know, precious, you know, historic heirlooms of our country breaking in the Oval Office. Hillary is a real Harridan. And so a lot of people have said she's actually – Bill Clinton is a criminal, of course, and a complete dirtbag. But
don't mince any words.
yeah. But Hillary, they've said maybe Hillary, which of the two is the more ambitious and the more criminal? And they've said that Hillary – a lot of people have, you know, been close to them have said that Hillary – is the worst of the two, and is the more ambitious. And it kind of is borne out by what she's doing here. What is she doing? She's already been first lady for eight years. She's already been in the White House. Why does she have to have her turn? What woman, who has ever said, I have to have my turn? It wasn't enough to be first lady. I have to be as good as you, Bill. That bespeaks unbelievable ego and power lust. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. We'll call in, by the way, at our call-in number if you've got it handy. See you after.
listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Something happening here, but what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware.
Yes.
I think it's time we stop, children. What's that sound?
It is time we stop. And well, we need to stop the immigration invasion. And we need to stop the silencing of the, I like what Laura Ingraham called us, the silenced majority. Ann Coulter, who said the same thing, ends her most recent column with this. Trump is the only politician in 50 years to say immigration security is national security.
Yeah.
That is beautiful. It's amazing, isn't it, Paul? It's amazing in Georgia. Nobody... No politician has said that. Well, I mean, they haven't had the guts to say that. And now Donald Trump has said it repeatedly. It's now part of every speech. Immigration security is national security. Back in our John Birch days, Paul, in the John Birch Society, national security meant B-52 bombers hovering over the North Pole. NORAD with radar stations up. And I think we were borrowing some of your real estate up there in Canada.
Oh yeah, there are big NORAD bases in Canada.
Yeah, that was national security. No, Donald Trump's getting it right. National security is immigration security.
It is now. In those days, there was a big military threat from Russia, but national security. security today is immigration control, and this is the five ton overweight elephant in the room that the political elite does not want to talk about. I mean, the more I think back to, you know, we just passed that 15-year anniversary about 9/11. I remember where I was and so on. And to think the nonsense that came out of Washington, even if you don't buy any sort of conspiracy, even if you accept 9/11 as it's being presented, how could the President of the United States say Islam is a religion of peace? And, of course, he's echoed by the Democrats. I mean, absolutely nonsense. And yet they still stick to this insanity, despite the mayhem on the weekend or the shooting in San Bernardino or that Somali up in Minnesota, went on a stabbing spree. It's incredible, and yep. It's Trump who speaks common sense. Profile, well, of course.
Now, one of the comments he made was, "We need to stop the Muslim invasion of the U.S." And wow, the events of the last 2 weeks have sure borne out the truth of what he said. Ann Coulter writes, as described in her brand new book, a copy of which I have here in my hand, "In Trump We Trust, E Pluribus Awesome, our media and politicians are pretty quick to jump to the conclusion that terrorist attacks have absolutely nothing to do with Islam."
No. It's all those darned old Vikings that are doing this stuff. Believing in Odin and Thor.
A few hours after the bombing, New Jersey police caught the suspect, an Irish Catholic altar boy from Teaneck named Seamus Patrick O'Sullivan. Just kidding. He was an immigrant from Afghanistan named Ahmad Khan Rahami. This is the double talk the public has been forced to endure after every terrorist attack. That's an interesting thing she points out here. The news media didn't cover this. Even the terrorists have been getting impatient with the American left's refusal to give them due credit. Major Hassan's spiritual advisor, Anwar al-Awlaki, denounced the Obama administration for denying that the Fort Hood shooting was a glorious act of Islamic terrorism. And I get this one. After Orlando, al-Qaeda's in-house magazine, Inspire, ordered jihadists in America to concentrate on killing Anglo-Saxon Americans to avoid confusing the U.S. media.
What?
Didn't see there any reporting on that. That's in their magazine. You know, that's out there in their magazine. So there you go. That's Ann Coulter. Let's see if I don't know if we have any calls here. I didn't put the phone number out. We shouldn't have any. Our call-in number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. I'd like to get a call or two in. If we can. Some more new news. I was looking at, there's so many websites. There's just so much going on. There's no way any of us are going to be able to digest it. Dave in Nevada, we're going to go to you in a moment. I went to a website that's full of endorsements for Donald Trump, and there's some interesting ones. Here's one. Stefan Molyneux has 400,000 YouTube subscribers. So a lot of you are maybe subscribers. And this is a very important thing, Paul, when we talk about the libertarian sort of wing of patriots. Stefan Molyneux in 2012 said, "Don't vote for Ron Paul." Now, he's a staunch libertarian, Stefan Molyneux, and a very, very smart man. He's a philosopher. "Don't vote for Ron Paul. This is a quote, "because we will never solve the world's problems in politics." In other words, he was so cynical about what you could do with politics. And this goes to what you've said, George, about people are just absolutely convinced we can't do anything. We just have to wait for the sky to fall.
Right.
I don't want to mischaracterize Molyneux, but I mean, Molyneux actually said, "Don't vote for Ron Paul because it's futile. It's you can't do anything in politics." His shocked 400,000 YouTube subscribers were shocked when he endorsed Donald Trump. In other words, Donald Trump has caused this cynic to shed his cynicism and say, yeah, we can win. Let's vote. Come on. And Molly New has been doing great, great shows, just shredding the anti-Trump forces. But here's some other interesting endorsements that people may not be aware of. I just looking at this whole page of endorsements for Donald Trump. The actor Robert Davi, Gary Busey, Gene Simmons, Gene Simmons of Kiss, Jesse James, Kirstie Alley, Fran Drescher, Stephen Baldwin, Mike
Kirstie
Ditka.
Kirstie Alley.
She loves him. Mike Ditka, Lou Ferrigno, Ann Coulter, of course, Herschel Walker, Ted Nugent, Nigel Farage, Dick Cheney. Dick Cheney. Now, that required on the part of Dick Cheney, hardly my favorite guy, but that's a very, very serious break with his Bush allegiances. Sheriff David Clark, Milwaukee County Sheriff, Peter Thiel, who's the founder of PayPal and a staunch libertarian again, Sean Hannity has said, I'm going to vote for him, Milo Yiannopoulos, Milo Yiannopoulos is a alternative gay, yeah, bohemian. And here's a famous line is, Trump will make America fabulous again. Aisha Wayne, John Wayne's daughter, Bobby Knight, Scott Bio, the 4.25 million members of the NRA, Dan Bilzerian, who was the king of Instagram, Chuck Norris, Bruce Willis. And here's what Bruce Willis, the star of Die Hard, he went on the Jimmy Fallon show. Jimmy Fallon is, I think, really showing he's a Trump man. He went on the Jimmy Fallon show wearing a Make America Great Again cap, and he told Fallon, I have Trumpitis. Who are some other? Wayne Newton in Las Vegas. Loretta Lynn, Jesse Ventura, John Voight, Kid Rock, Aaron Carter, Kenny Rogers, Sylvester Stallone, Howard Stern. Let's see here. Well, anyway, it's pretty amazing how the list of endorsements for Donald Trump is growing.
But Rush Limbaugh is not on that list.
Yeah. I mean, anybody out there, Ted Cruz had the common sense and God talked to him to get him to get off the fence. And it's you only have a little while left here. To get your endorsement. Let's go to Dave in Nevada. Dave, you're on the air.
Hey, Jamie, thanks for taking my call. Another name that's not on the list is George H.W. How come his name is not on that list? That's what I'm wondering.
Well, he's got a real rash from the spanking that Donald Trump gave to Jeb Bush. And,
the rash is still there.
Yeah. So I think actually a lack of an endorsement from George H.W. Bush might actually help Donald Trump. I think the Ted Cruz endorsement, on the other hand, really will bring some people.
Yeah, I think so, too. I think that plays into both of those play into Donald Trump's hand. There's one non-endorsement, but it still works in Donald Trump's favor. It's a concession, actually, made by the I can't pronounce his name. The head of Young Turks. He's like this Middle Eastern guy.
Nobody can pronounce his name. Yeah, he's a Turk, and nobody can pronounce his name. Yeah, go ahead.
He is. There's a story. I don't remember the actual website. He's conceding a loss. He's saying he's telling the Democrats that Hillary is an utter failure. And that the Democrats need to face up to the fact that they're going to lose unless something absolutely drastic happens in the election. He said that.
Yeah, and I can't remember his name. He is a dirty fighter. He's definitely a conscienceless person. By the way, you mentioned George H.W. Bush. Here's another interesting endorsement. Jeb Bush's son has endorsed Donald Trump. Jeb Bush's son. With his Mexican wife. Jeb Bush has a Mexican wife. And his son, trying to remember his name, has endorsed Donald Trump. So
apparently that's, his name is the Turk is Cenk Uygur. U-Y-G-U-R, Cenk Uygur.
Yes. And that show is a real communist propaganda front.
They're very bad news. But there's something that I kind of wanted to address is that what Trump's been talking about in light of all these recent shootings and kind of like this national anti-crime thing that he's talking about in Stop and Frisk, I'm just kind of concerned about if he becomes president, how much of this is actually going to become a police state? Because we are already in a police state.
Let me address that right now. Let me find him. Let me find him. Wayne Allen. Let me look at it here. Wayne Allen. Oh my gosh. Is it Root? Who's a former libertarian vice presidential nominee. This is a libertarian who's very much against any kind of police state. And remember, Peter Thiel, the founder of PayPal, big libertarian. He's all in for Trump. Stephen Molyneux, huge libertarian. He's on fire for Trump. But this guy, Wayne Allen Root, if I'm reading my name right here, that's how kind of unknown the libertarian scene was until they started promoting Gary Johnson. He said he emceed the Trump rally, one of the Trump rallies in Nevada, and here's a quote from him. Trump is with me on every, as a libertarian, on every important issue facing America. That's why I'm all in for Trump. So to answer your concern, Dave, these are, real certified, bona fide libertarians who do not want anything smacking of a police state in any way, shape, or form. And they sense that Donald Trump is the man who will realize their libertarian goals. One of the libertarian goals is Paul Fromm's goal, free speech. Free speech. And the Donald Trump is the guy who's going to stamp out political correctness. So, and he's also going to break up the media cartel. Libertarians are very, very big on any effort to shut me up. That really puts my hair on fire. If you're going to try to shut me up, or you're going to try to censor what I'm allowed to read. And of course, that's what the American media amounts to. And Donald Trump has said, I'm not running against Hillary Clinton. I'm running against the media. This is going to be a stem to stern overhaul. You'll see a complete shakeup in the media. I think you're going to see some new, of course, our alternative media, like this show. We're just a little piece of that alternative media. We will thrive. All you folks out there will be contributing mightily so that we can thrive. And on the other hand, things like the Clinton News Network, CNN, will in fact shrivel. And that's exactly what's happening, by the way. CNN's ratings are tanking. Fox News, on the other hand, which has has supported Trump in many of its shows. Sean Hannity has said, I'm a Trump man. Their ratings are soaring. So that's the future. The people who are on the Trump train are going to prosper in a Trump administration. Those who hate him are going to go into the dustbin of history.
James, the New World Order has been at it now for 60 years, and it's getting long in the tooth, and they're running out of gas. We're going to get what we want one way or another, but I would prefer to have Trump in charge. Thank you very much.
And Dave, here's some more encouraging news. Let's get the latest polling information. Always a good way to, and also the Trump schedule. Trump tomorrow is going to be in Roanoke, Virginia, at 6 p.m. at the Berglund Center, and I think, George, you said that's got a big capacity?
10,000.
Wow. Okay, so there'll be 10,000 plus in there, and then what he does is he sets up loudspeakers outside for the thousands who are outside. And then we'll cover that in our Sunday show. So we'll have the audio from that Roanoke event. Then in the polling department, we always cover that. Let me give you the latest good news in polls, and it's all good news. Here's some good polling data. In Georgia, which is a battleground state, Trump is up by 6. In Arkansas, he's up by 21.
Wow.
These are polls out today. And a big one, Rasmussen reports yesterday, Trump is up by 5 points nationally. Trump 44, Clinton 39, Johnson 8, Stein 2. We've got one more segment. Stay tuned and we'll be back.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. What I live for is a chance to change and be everything I can be. What I love is someone bright enough to see.
Bright enough to see. Whenever I can, folks, I like to go that far in the song. Someone bright enough to see. This is a point Donald Trump is making. We're not going to be the stupid country anymore. What's the antonym to bright? It's stupid. We're going to finally act intelligently and be led intelligently. Merle Haggard's somewhere. He's going to be enjoying that debate on Monday, I guarantee you. he's going to be. Now, let me give you a final bit of really good news to part with, folks. If you want to really track this election, which the national media won't do for you, if you go to realclearpolitics.com, they have a map called the No Toss-Ups Map. It's under the link, you look under election, and then there's a map called the No Toss-Ups Map. And that map, for the longest time now, has shown Hillary Clinton just rolling over Donald Trump with an electoral victory. Okay, they've had to revise that map. It's now it's now a dead heat. Hillary Clinton, according to this, no toss-ups. In other words, they don't no states in the middle. It is going to go this way. State's going to go one way or the other, red or blue. And on this map, Hillary Clinton has 272 electoral votes. Donald Trump has 266, a spread of 6 electoral votes. What does that mean? Donald Trump, if he wins New Hampshire, which has New Hampshire has 4 electoral votes, the map now goes 270 Trump, 268 Clinton. He wins the presidency. Let me list, I'll tell you, how this is important is this. Trump has been peeling off states from Clinton on a daily basis. States have been gone from the blue Clinton to the red Trump category. Here are the states that he's charging in that are now listed as Clinton states on this map. He just has to peel off one of these states, and our man wins the presidency. Washington, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Virginia, Colorado, New Mexico, New Hampshire. Just pick off one of those states, any one of them, and Trump's the president. Now, he's doing well in all those states. There's others that are not likely. California, they've given up on. New York, they've pretty much given up on. Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, they're not doing anything there. But Trump is polling very well in the states I listed for you. All he has to do, all we have to do, and if you're in one of those states, all you have to do is pick off one of those states, and we're in hog heaven. Thanks for listening in, folks. We come back to you again on Sunday in our 3-hour program from 3 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time in the American Freedom Party Report. Go to our website, theamericanfreedomparty.us. George and Paul, thank you.
Thanks a lot, Jim.
Thank you, too. See you Sunday.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.